Peter, what motivated you to want to run for the position of Alderman on the Alice Springs Town Council?
Well, it's just something that I thought I could do, put something back into the community and have a role in the planning of Alice Springs. It's a great town, so, you know, you've got to put your hat in the ring and try and make the best of things.
Was there any particular event that made you think, yeah, look, now is the time that I would really like to be able to serve?
Not really. Basically, I've been retired for a couple of years and I got the time to put in and effort to put into it. So, and I thought, well, throw the hat in the ring, see what happens, and hopefully I might get in.
And what is your background work-wise in Central Australia?
In Central Australia, well, I was worked at I was at Mobil, Larapinda and a few other places, but I only came up here, as I said, 9 years ago. I'm ex-army, so I was in the army for 20 years, and I enjoy doing that sort of thing.
Okay, let's talk about the issues that you're really passionate about for Alice Springs. What would the sort of top three things be that you would really like to see change or that you're really passionate about for Alice Springs?
Well, the main ones is probably law and order. That's a big one. But see, council can work with the police and the government to affect that. And the second one, well, youth. We need a place for youth to be able to hang out together, sort of thing, and not be on the streets. And the third one, well, I'm not sure at the moment.
They're your top two, and I guess a lot of that really comes in together, law and order, break-ins, violence. What would you, as an alderman and part of the Alice Springs Town Council, like to see done to try and address getting youth off the streets and changing what seems to be a bit of a trend every summer of an increase in break-ins across town?
Well, I think education is the main thing. If we can educate our youth to respect people's property, respect themselves as well. Once they respect themselves and respect property, I think the problem should diminish. And the other thing is the parents have got to play a part in teaching the young children the rules and obligations that they have to the town.
What are some of the practical measures that the council can do in those areas when you talk about education and parental responsibility?
I'm not sure what council can do. They can work with the government and maybe put in place, well, the big one is they say curfew, but...
Would you support a curfew for Alice Springs?
For young people under 12, yes, I would. But for older ones, you've got to have a place where they can go and say, like, the youth centre is not too bad, but they need a place where they can be trained or taught different aspects of life in Alice Springs.
There are a number of course, drop-in centres and youth centres in town operating at the moment. I'm sure anyone listening that's a part of those would be heartened to know that you support that, but also concerned that perhaps, you know, they are trying their best in terms of trying to provide alternative activities for young people.
Oh, I realise this, yes. Well, you got the YMCA, you got the youth centre, you got, I don't know if the Scouts are still running, but I think we should try and support all of those places, and if we can, help them out, whether monetary or whether for volunteers or try and train volunteers, because now we're working with youth, you've got to have an ochre card and things like that.
Okay. Have you ever been to a council meeting here in Alice Springs?
Believe it or not, no, I haven't.
Some might say, if you're keen to be on council, why have you never been along to a council meeting?
Basically, recently I've been travelling a bit as well since I've retired. And when I was working most nights and evenings because that's when council meetings are on, so I couldn't get to them myself. So, yes.
And look, finally, if you are elected as an alderman on the Alice Springs Town Council, what would be the first thing that you would try and achieve as part of that council?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't thought about that. I suppose trying to... you've stumped me on that one. I'm sorry, Alex.
That's all right. You can go away, think about it, and I'm sure we will talk again before polling day.
I'm sure we will.